Well, you were actually just here. Somebody posted a picture on our Facebook page a couple weeks ago, Jennifer, of her son with you. You were at the airport. You were in town for an event with the with your diabetes, I understand.
Yeah, that was the Sky's Not the Limit program that we put back in place from its success in 2009. And it's a two to three year program with the JDRF as the partner. And we made Lethbridge one of the stops and got to visit with a bunch of my type 1 diabetic buddies and talk about our diabetes and play a few tunes and get to hang out around airplanes, which of course is my big passion. So it worked out great.
You actually last year got your pilot's license, which was quite a process, I understand, being a diabetic.
Well, it's actually... The fight was to get the medical. So up until last year, we were allowed to have a Category 4 medical, which allows you to have a recreational pilot permit. But you cannot become a private pilot because you need a Category 3 medical. And so after years and years and years of trying and arguing, if you will, and pleading my case, Steve Steele and I, it happened. By the grace of God, it happened, and we ended up being two of the first five type 1 diabetics in Canada to get a Category 3 medical.
Nice. So how amazing is it to be honored by the Diabetes Canada Association for all the work that you've done for them recently?
Oh, gosh, it was very overwhelming. I didn't really know how to respond, you know, because that's not why I do things bit like this, but I was very touched and moved and well, I guess choice of better words, honored. Yeah,
rightly so. You've got the album I Got This, which came out about a year ago, just over a year ago. Yeah. I guess it is. You've had two big singles from it. Are we expecting new music from this album, or are you working on new music completely for a whole new album?
We've been working on new music for a whole new album for about 7 months, and in fact we had three singles cut, and we could not decide which single to send to radio. And at the end of the day, we didn't send any, and we went back into the studio, and now we've decided. So there'll be a new single coming fairly soon. That's kind of fun, making music and then having a great team of people around you to say, oh, this would be great if we released this one in the winter, you know, or this one in the summer, things like that. So after career I've had in this business, I'm very grateful to have that team around me.
So now, one of your gigs in the wintertime here is being the anthem singer for the Flames. Is that going to be something that's ongoing for you again in the upcoming season here? Or
that's my third season with the Flames, and it's a huge honor for me to get to do it. I love doing it. I love being a part of the organization, albeit a very small part, but I take it very seriously and very grateful that I get to do it. And I don't know, they talked about renewing. I'm hoping I'll be renewing for a fourth season. My fingers are crossed that that's going to be the case. But I don't take things for granted, so I have to wait to find out.
Now, this whole situation recently with Brett Kissel at that Oilers game where his mic didn't work, what was going through your mind? If you were standing there, what would your reaction been, or what did you think at that moment when that happened?
Well, first let me say, I've known Brett, gosh, he opened for me when he was like 14 or 15 years old. So I'm a very proud, like, Uncle George kind of idea, or big brother, if you will. And I thought he handled it just fantastic, you know, very pro. He's cut his teeth, you know, playing shows, and he's learned from the school of hard knocks, so he knows how to just kind of maintain composure. And we've had the scenario where all of a sudden my voice wasn't in my ears. So when you're in an arena, if you can't really hear your in-ear monitor, you're kind of counting on just listening to your voice back through the PA, right, the speakers.
Yeah.
And it's time delayed. So that's a little bit weird, but I had that happen in Dodger Stadium, and that time delay is way more than inside an arena.
Mm-hmm.
So part of me was kind of like, oh, well, you know, it is what it is. You just kind of go with the flow, and you smile. And I thought Brett did a great job getting the crowd to sing, because he didn't know it was fine on TV, right? All he heard was there was no microphone in the arena.
Yeah.
So I thought he did a great job. I thought it was very professional. And also, he got, like, worldwide media exposure because of that.
So, yeah, it wasn't bad for his career, that's for sure.
Yeah, you just never know when something like that, you know, you turn it around. I mean, had he panicked and just dropped the microphone, it could have gone terribly the other way. So, you know, because of his professionalism, he handled it very well.
So with the show coming up here Sunday at Average Joe's, is this acoustic show or is this full band show for you this time, George?
Oh, it's a full band. We actually will be playing the new single at that show. I hate to put too much weight on saying it's the new single because I know what my team is like, but we're pretty confident this is going to be it. And then we've got, there's so many songs to try to fit into a night. It's near to impossible. And everybody knows me. I like to talk and tell stories and joke and see how the fans are doing because the fans are like my family, right?
Mm-hmm.
Radio and fans, you guys are all family to me. So I kind of like to have that visit. You know, you don't go to your grandpa's house to sit there and not visit. So it's the same idea for me when I go to a venue. I like to visit, and fitting all these songs in is impossible. So I started to do a while ago what I call bits and pieces, and now I do bits and pieces of some of my own stuff because we've been so blessed with so many singles over the years, and it's fun. You know, I still have to do some classic country because it's kind of where I grew up and what I grew up on, and I love doing it, and the fans seem to enjoy it as well.
$35 in advance for your tickets for that, $40 at the door. You can get those online at thejoe.ca. George Canyon, Average Joe's on Sunday night. Thanks so much for taking the time to chat with us this morning, George.
Oh, hey, thank you guys, and thanks for continuing to play my music. We'll have something new for you to play very, very shortly.